Rejoice with me, for I have found my lost sheep. Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost coin. Let us celebrate with a feast, because this brother of yours who was dead has come back to life again. Dear brothers and sisters, joy is the mark of a Christian. Not just happiness, but joy. Happiness is fleeting, but joy remains. There are different levels of happiness, certainly, but joy is the highest or the deepest, depending on how you want to look at it, of happiness, joy. I got to know Matt when I was helping out with an addiction recovery program. The people in this program would take classes, they had a very regimented lifestyle that they had to live, and they also happened to run a homeless shelter. And in this, they were turning away, they so used to turning in on themselves in feeding their addictions, were turned out towards others in helping them. And one day, he came up to me and he said, Tom, I was Father Tom at this point, he said, Tom, I feel kind of weird, and I don't know what's going on. He said, whenever I hand out the bedrolls to the homeless guys, my chest starts to feel kind of warm, and things just seem like they're going to be okay. And I said, Matt, what you're describing is happiness. You're happy. Here's a grown man who only in his mid-40s was experiencing real happiness, deep happiness, for the first time in his life. He didn't even know how to describe what he was feeling. For most of his life, he'd only known the first level, the most basic level of happiness, which is sensory gratification. Okay. This is the type of happiness that we experience after a good meal, after an enjoyable movie. For him, he had experienced this most basic level through drugs. And his addiction kept on him. He kept on going back and back so that he could feel some tiny amount of happiness. But as he experienced, and as the prodigal son experienced, that type of happiness doesn't last. It comes quickly and it leaves quickly, and the famine will come. Then, the next level of happiness, it lasts a little bit longer, right? But only a little bit. And this type of happiness is what we could call a competitive happiness. This is the satisfaction that we get when our team wins. This is the bit of happiness that you experience when, say, you get a promotion at work, but your rival at work didn't get it, right? Again, it's a type of happiness, but it doesn't go very deep, and it doesn't last very long. So then we come to a deeper level, a higher level. And this is the happiness that we experience when we help others. This is the happiness that Matt experienced when he was serving the homeless. And this happiness is true, and it's deep. And it lasts much longer. Why? Because we were made for this type of happiness. We're made in the image and likeness of God, the God who gave himself for us. So the more that we give ourselves, then the more we image the God of love, in whose image we were created. We become most ourselves when we give of ourselves. And this makes us happy. But even this is not joy. There is yet a deeper level of happiness. True joy. And this true joy comes about in union with God. Being united with him, being rooted in him. That is joy. And it's not just in heaven, where we all hope to be one day, that we can experience that. We can experience the joy of being united with God here, today, even now. If we are in a state of grace, the Holy Spirit resides within us. And whenever we receive communion, that union with God is deepened. It's called communion. Union with. It's whenever we receive our blessed Lord, our joy should grow. If, however, a person is in a state of mortal sin, not in a state of grace, God is constantly searching that person out, pleading with them, saying, come back to me. Come back to me. Let me free you. Let me give you joy. God is the good shepherd who seeks after his sheep. God is the woman who goes searching for the lost coin. And God is the loving Father who is constantly looking to see that his son that ran away has turned and rushes out to say, come, rejoice. This son of mine who is dead has come back to life. This is the joy that St. Paul talks about in our second reading today, where he says, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and of these I am the foremost. But for that reason I was mercifully treated. To the King of ages, incorruptible, invisible, the only God, honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. That's the joy that we have as Christians. And this joy, it begs to be shared. It begs to be shared. Pope Francis said that the joy of the gospel fills the hearts and lives of all who encounter Jesus. And those who accept this offer of salvation are set free from sin, sorrow, inner emptiness, and loneliness. With Christ, joy is constantly born anew. With this in mind, today in the United States is Catechist Sunday, the day when we bless the ministry of all of those who share the joy of the gospel. So may we continue to pray for all of our catechists now at the beginning of the year and throughout the year, that their zeal doesn't fade, and that through their teaching they may share the joy of union with God to all those entrusted to their instruction. Praised be Jesus Christ, now and forever.